2:45 would start the team game week. Good night. First real practice of the year is tomorrow at 11 a.m. First official practice, I should say. And if you hadn't, if you're going to Chicago for Conference USA Media Day, your credential applications are due today.
Okay. You know, it's really amazing, you know, how quickly, you know, these years go by, and now another new basketball season, you know, is upon us. And I kind of joke a lot, you know, kind of tongue in cheek, where I, you know, I'm going into my fifth year here at East Carolina. And it's gone by quickly. It really has. But typically things go by quick when things are going really well. Sometimes it seems like it's been 55 years here, but it's been a, you know, we're still in the process here of trying to build a program and put the pieces together. And I'm going to be really honest with you, you know, I still feel really confident about where we're at, where we're trying to go with this basketball team and this program. But you know, this has been a tough building process, and I'm not going to kid you, I'm not going to lie to you. And I think it's been tough because of, you know, I think maybe some of us underestimate the league that we play in and how good this league is. I talked to, you know, Brian and a couple of the TV people. You know, when we sat here a year ago, last year, getting ready for the season, the next step for us last year was we had to do two things at the beginning of the year. We had to win non-conference games, which any team at a very, when you play in a power conference, if you don't win games in the preseason in the non-conference, just to get confidence and just to get your heads above water before you go into conference play in January, you're dead. You're in trouble. And last year we had to win non-conference games on the road. I mean, sitting here last year, I think we had a 17-game road losing streak going into last season. We did those two things. We were 7-0 last year early in the year. We had some great home wins. We beat Ole Miss, beat Virginia Tech. It was the best start here in, I think, 50 or 55 years of East Carolina basketball. We had it to 10-2 going into January. We beat Marquette for the second year in a row. They're in the top 10 in the country. You know, now I think that the next step for this basketball team and this program, and we've got kind of an informal slogan and kind of an informal theme with our team this year, and what it is, it's time. It's time for us, and we always talk in sports and coaching about, okay, let's take the next step. I can't explain to you what the next step is. I can't say it's this many wins, or we've got to figure out. We'll take care of business in November and December. We'll win non-conference games. What we have to figure out now is, you know, do we really belong in this league? In January and February, night in and night out, can we step on this court and be competitive with the teams that are in this league? I think something that's going to help us this year, I hope, is, you know, we're going to one division. Since we came into Conference USA, we've been in two, you know, the American, I guess, and the National. And I think arguably, when you look at the side that we were put in, no matter how you want to slice it down, when you've got to play Marquette twice, Cincinnati twice, Louisville twice, those are three NCAA teams last year. Louisville got up to number 2 in the country last year. Marquette went to the Final Four last year. When you play DePaul twice and St. Louis twice, they both went to the NIT. When you play Charlotte twice, who's a rival of yours, who had a down year last year, that's a tough deal. I hope and I think that going into one division this year where you play everybody once and you flip over, okay, and you play three teams twice, I think it's going to give us a more competitive chance, I think, to be successful on the court. We're excited. I think anytime you start a new season, the first day of practice is tomorrow, everybody's excited. We think we've got good pieces. I mean, I think we have a very good mix this year of veterans that have played a lot of college basketball here at East Carolina, have experience, have been through the wars, have been through a lot of situations. And I think a good mix of new guys that we think, you know, on paper are talented kids. Why do you have to be so careful with your new kids until they put a uniform on, until those lights go on and they get it done in that building right there? You know, everybody says, well, how are your new kids going to be? Well, I hope they're great. I hope they're really good. But you don't know that until you get in there and you start going to work. So again, I think we're ready to go. We're healthy, knock on wood. So it's time. It's time for us, to get going.
Do you feel this could be the best recruiting class you've had since you've been here?
You can't, you can't say that. How do you evaluate that? I'll tell you, if in at the end of the year, in 2 years, in 3 years, look at Mikulis and Bing. I mean, if you want to look at, what constitutes, I think number one, do you win? I mean, we've won here. We've proven now, like in the non-conference, that we can go win games and we can beat people convincingly. What we have to figure out is this league thing. And I don't have the exact answer. This is a talented, talented league. Every night you step on the court in this league, you're playing against pros. I mean, Dwayne Wade's the fifth pick in the draft. Reese Gaines is the 15th pick in the draft. But when you look at, I think, the impact that Bing and Mikulis have had on this program, I mean, if Errol Bing has a great senior year, which I think he's going to have, particularly rebounding the basketball, he'll leave here the all-time leading rebounder in East Carolina history. Bing and Mikulis are both going to be 1,000-point scorers at some point this year. We have not had a 1,000-point scorer in basketball here in 7 years. And in this day and age of playing 4 years of college ball, scoring 1,000 points is very easy to do. It's not hard to do anymore. So I think you have two kids there that have put numbers up. And I think we're a heck of a recruiting class. We think the new kids are talented. We think they're going to contribute, but I don't think we can really evaluate that standing just because, and I don't get caught up with this, and I think this is the problem with college recruiting, is everybody gets on that internet and everybody pops up all the scouting services and all the recruiting services, and because they rate a kid. I coached Malik Rose for 4 years at Drexel University. And we won a lot of games. Malik Rose, Tom Kanchowski, who's the big scouting service guy up out of New York City, that five-star report. Malik Rose was rated a 3 his senior year in high school at Overbrook High School in Philadelphia. A 3 is a low to mid major Division I player. No one recruited Malik Rose. Well, you know what? Now he's got 2 NBA rings. He's making $8 million a year. He turned out to be a pretty good basketball player. So I don't put any stock in these scouting services. You can't. Because a lot of kids that we get here at East Carolina, they're not going to be the top 50, top 100 kids in the country. They're going to be kids that we think can play. But, by coming here to East Carolina and having an opportunity to play right away and get on the floor right away, they're going to get better and they're going to develop and improve.
The new format for conference play, I mean, obviously that's going to help you guys out a little bit too, I guess.
I sure hope so. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, it's when you look at, again, you look at the division that we've been in, to try to go to Cincinnati, to try to go to Louisville, to try to go to Marquette, to try to go to St. Louis. Nobody in this league wins at St. Louis. To try to go to Charlotte, they're tough places to play. They're good programs. They're good teams. I hope going to the one division is going to give us, night in and night out, a fairer chance to just be more competitive and have a chance to win more games. I hope. We'll see.
Coach, what did your players do in the offseason to improve their skills?
Well, what happens is, when the season's over, there's only so much hands-on that we can have with our players during school. In the summer, because of NCAA rules, we can't do anything with our kids. They've got to lift on their own. They've got to play on their own. They've got to work out on their own. I think we've had a great preseason. Our preseason is we start classes on August 25th, and, we lift 3 days a week. We condition a couple days a week. We do individual basketball workouts 2 or 3 times a week. They play pickup basketball games on their own. I think we've had a very good preseason. I'm happy with where we're at. I think we're healthy. I like where we're at physically. I think what we're going to have this year, I think, is a very physical basketball team. And that's something I think when you look at being in Conference USA, you know, when we first came, when we went into Conference USA 2 years ago, the biggest fear and the biggest concern that I had going into this league was, okay, are we just going to get totally overwhelmed every night we step on the floor, athletically, physically? You know, can we guard anybody? Can we get the ball up the court? Can we pass it? Can we rebound? Those aren't, you watch us play, that's not the issue. I mean, last year, our field goal percent defense last year was about 40%, which I think was, you know, top half of the league. Our rebound margin, I believe, was plus. We fundamentally do things, you know, in the game of basketball well. The biggest problem that we've had, and I don't have to, you know, it's not a secret to anybody here, is we just got to put the ball in the basket better. You know, our shooting percentages are bad, you know, from the perimeter. You know, we've got to shoot every time we throw the ball to the post in this league, anytime you throw it to Mikulis, to Bing, to Musa, we get doubled. And we get doubled for a reason, to get it out of our post players' hands and try to make somebody knock down a perimeter shot. We haven't been able to do that consistently enough. You know, again, I think our off season's been very good. We're in shape, we're healthy. I think you're going to like this team physically. We're a very strong team. Jim Witten, his strength, you know, the conditioning people have done a great job, you know, with our kids, getting them stronger. So I'm happy with what we've done in the off season, and I think right now, you know, I think our chemistry has to get better. You know, I think one way that, you know, everybody talks about chemistry and, you know, people getting along, and, you know, the best way I think to have chemistry and to make sure your kids get along and play together and help each other out is win. You know, when you're winning, you have very few problems. I know 8 years I'm at Drexel, you know, we won a lot of basketball games. We won 20 or more, 6 out of 8 years. We had it going. And when you have that, you have very few problems going on. But guess what? When you lose some games, you know, that's when your problems start, you know, occurring. We've got to just, I think, you know, we've got to play together better this year. Our chemistry has to be better this year.
Can you touch on the fan base, Coach?
You know, I say it all the time. I mean, I really think that, you know, we're so close, I feel, to turning the corner here. I think last year we were really close. We're 7-0. You know, we beat an Ole Miss out of the SEC. We beat a Virginia Tech out of the Big East. It's the best start in about 55 years here in East Carolina basketball. And we were playing good basketball. I liked the way we were winning. I liked the way we were playing. I liked the way we were going about our business. Then, unfortunately, you got to, you know, make decisions. You got to suspend a player. You take a key guy out. And now you talk about chemistry, it gets affected. But we were still 10-2 going into January. And, you know, we were 10-2 last year going to Charlotte, which was our first road game in the league. Then we were 10-3 when we had that Louisville game here at home on national TV, and the students camped out. And our fan support, and I think we've proven that here at East Carolina with all of our sports teams, obviously football. I mean, football right now is struggling a little bit, but, you know, I think when you look at the three home games, we're probably averaging 40,000 people a game, I think, in that football stadium. And I say that because, you know, when all this conference realignment stuff comes up, and everybody talks about, you know, we want to go big time, we want to get to the Big East, we do. I think what has to happen is, and I think what our fans have to really keep in mind is, if there's ever a time that we need our fans to really stay behind all of our teams and this university, it's now more than ever. Because I think what has to happen is, when you create that perception of, you know, when other leagues and other conferences come and look at you, I mean, if anybody for football from another conference or a bigger conference, you know, saw the atmosphere here for North Carolina, for West Virginia, you know, it's impressive. Well, we've done that in this arena over here. I mean, last year we set a single season attendance record. We put the two largest individual crowds in the history of that building in there, basically back to back, when we beat Marquette and we lost to Louisville. Our students have done an unbelievable job getting behind this basketball team. The Minji's Maniacs are, you know, they're starting to develop a reputation. Our fans have been great. But what we need right now, and you kind of catch this a little bit, you know, everybody says, Yeah, the non-conference schedule, man, it's, you know, what has to happen is, until we get past, and this is what happens, I think, at you know, programs that are established at high levels. Don't look, oh, they're playing Campbell tonight, they're playing Radford, I'm not going to go to this, but I'll go to the Marquette game, and I'll go to the Cincinnati game, and I'll go to the Louisville game. We need people in that building every single night. Not so much, okay, well, who are we playing, but support us. Support your team. Support the Pirates. And I think we're close. You know, we're close to having that. But I think winning and winning consistently helps that.
What about the point guard position? You got to replace Travis. It's
going to
be a big challenge for your
team. Well, it is. I mean, but you know what? We also, you know, I think when you look at our record the last few, it's not like we've been winning 20 games a year. Okay, so, you know, I think you got to keep that in mind a little bit. I think the biggest thing that we'll have to replace is experience. I think the hardest thing for you to replace in anything is experienced basketball players, guys that have been through it. You know, last year when you know, Belton Rivers, who's a sophomore this year, will play both positions. I think Belton's really more of an off guard, a scoring guard. He's a very aggressive offensive player, but he's going to have to play both spots. He's capable of playing both spots. We've got a freshman point guard out of New York City, Jafet McNeil, who's from Christ the King High School in New York, which is a very, very successful high school basketball program up in New York City. We like Jafet, you know, in the preseason. But again, like until we get on the court and he puts a uniform on and the lights go on and there's referees, you don't know. But we think he gives us an element that we really haven't had here the last 4 years. And that's, I think, some real speed, some real quickness at that point guard position. So he's going to have an opportunity. You know, the way that we try to practice is we like to have two players at every position. And we really kind of base our basketball program on competition, on every day we step on the practice floor, every day we go in the gym, you know, guys competing for playing time. So, you know, Jafet McNeil and Belton Rivers are going to compete at the point guard position, or, you know, starting tomorrow.
Can you talk about, going back to the Belton, the year, you know, the 1 year under his belt, how do you think that's going to help him, you know, as sophomore?
Well, I don't think you can really put a price tag on experience. I mean, I think now we've got a lot of guys in this basketball program that have a year under their belt, 2-3 years under their belt. I think what has to happen, though, is he's got to become a more consistent offensive player. When you look at some of our shooting percentages, you know, from they're low. And, you know, guys have to become more consistent shooting the basketball and, you know, on the offensive end of the floor. And I think he will. He's had a good preseason. You know, he's stronger physically. And I think we're looking forward to him having a good offensive year.
Is Jonathan Moore no longer with the team?
Jonathan Moore is leaving. Yeah, he told us that about a month and a half ago. I don't think he has his official release yet. He's going to transfer. I believe he's going to a Division II school. Yeah, so he's going to transfer to a Division II school.
Chris, what's your stance and concern as far as all the conference realignment that's going on where East Carolina is?
Well, you know, from what standpoint?
As far as where East Carolina's going to go or what could happen in the future with all that's going on?
Well, you know, I think...
What could happen in Conference USA, I guess?
I think it's obviously important that all this conference realignment stuff is driven by football. And we understand that. And I think in the best interest of East Carolina University and all of our athletic programs here, ultimately I think we'd love to be involved in a conference that has access to the BCS. You know, financially. You know, the two leagues that everybody was talking about, you know, the ACC, which I think is a very remote, you know, issue, and then the Big East. selfishly for me, I mean, there's a part of me inside that, you know, the Big East is very appealing. Those are my roots. That's where I'm from. And it'd be nice to get involved in that league and be able to go back up and play teams and programs where my friends, my family can see us play more. I think, you know, the league we're in right now, in Conference USA, in basketball, is a very, very, very tough league. And when you take programs like Louisville and Cincinnati and Marquette, programs that have won national championships, that have been very successful for a long, long period of time, and are only going to get better. You look at recruiting. I mean, if you pay much attention to it, you know, look at Louisville's recruiting class this year. You know, they just got the top point guard in the country. Kid who might go to the NBA. They're getting players. So I think when you talk about building a program and you talk about the success of what we're trying to do here at East Carolina, I think at times right now it's very hard to evaluate and judge really where we're at. We've only been in this league for 2 years. And I think if our fans and the people are thinking that, you know, they're going to be upset because we can't beat Cincinnati or beat Louisville or beat every night we step on the court, then maybe they're missing something. It's great playing those teams. They're storied programs. They put people in the seats here. We understand that. I think when all this league stuff shakes down, and I think what you're hearing now is, you know, if those teams leave to go to the Big East, which I think it sounds like is going to happen, I guess, and this is all secondhand. No one's told me that, you know, definitely. Even though somebody did tell me up in Philadelphia three and a half weeks ago that BC was gone, that they were going to the ACC. You know, I think when things we you know, from a personal coaching standpoint, I want us in a league that's going to give us the very best opportunity to be successful every night we step on the court. This league we're in right now is tough. It's tough. Are there some programs in here we're ever going to catch? I don't know about that. I don't know. Maybe if they go to a different conference and other people come in, maybe that might give East Carolina basketball a more competitive chance every night we step on the floor. It's tough times right now. And I've said this, you know, I've spoken to, you know, alumni the last few weeks. I mean, you know, right now we're just going through a lot of down things here at East Carolina for the last 5, 6, 7 months. I think the great opportunity that we have in basketball right now, you know, starting tonight with Midnight Madness and starting tomorrow with the first day of practice, is I hope that we can bring something positive to the university, to the community, to our fans, to the students, you know, and do that by winning games. It makes everybody feel good. And that's a great opportunity for us. But right now, like I said earlier, I mean, I had a staff meeting with my coaching staff today. I told them, I said, if we're all going to sit here and blast the leagues and blast this and be negative about that, then we're just wasting so much time. We really are, because we really have no control over this. What we need now more than ever is we need everybody, players, coaches, students, fans, faculty, you know, season ticket holders. Now more than ever, we need to stay positive. We really do. Because if we all start jumping ship and we all start abandoning, and if our fans, you know, oh, well, you know, we go in that league, man, that's going to be, we've worked too hard. I know I've worked too hard the last 4 years. And that's the thing that makes it tough, like recruiting-wise. When I got here 4 years ago, we were in the CAA. And then halfway through my first year, I'm sitting right here. And guess what, Coach? You're going into Conference USA in 2 years. And now we went to Conference USA 2 years ago. So all of your recruiting is focused on trying to get players and trying to get kids that can compete against the other teams in Conference USA. Now we're going, you know, because the biggest thing that we got, you know, in our fall recruiting in September and October, we're on the road going into houses, you know, homes, living rooms, schools, and we'd give our presentations, we'd sell, and, you know, why you should come to East Carolina, why you should play here. Then at the very end of every presentation, a parent, a coach, somebody would say, well, coach, we got to ask you, what's going to happen to your league? And then you have to go into trying to explain it and figure it out. You know, we need to stay positive right now. I don't know where it's going to end up. The only thing on my mind right now, and the only thing that should be on the mind of our players, and they shouldn't even be concerned with that, is, you know, what do we, if we can win games and we can be successful, to me, I don't care what league you're in. If you can win and you can take care of your business and get to postseason play, it doesn't matter what league you're in. It really doesn't. I you know, this is a great league for us because I think what it's done real quickly here in East County, I think it's opened our fans' eyes to kind of big-time basketball, which we've never had here before. And that's due to Cincinnati and Bob Huggins and Louisville and Rick Pitino and Marquette being nationally ranked the last couple of years. People want to see those people play. I understand that. And fortunately, the last couple of years when some of those teams have come in here, we've been good enough on that given night to beat them. And that's been positive for us. But you know what? The bottom line is we got to get to a point where, you know, can we beat Campbell? Can we beat Coastal Carolina? And if we can take care of our own business, then, you know, the wins will take care of itself. So that's a long answer to your question, but I.
Have you felt some effects from recruiting over that? I mean, you said that they didn't question that.
Well, I think when you, and again, I've got my players sitting right over here, and I don't want them to take this the wrong way, but, you know, I'm not sure there's like a lot of kids lining up out there to say, you know, yeah, I'm going to go play basketball at East Carolina. Now, the kids that we need to try to, if you want to beat a Louisville and you want to beat a Cincinnati and you want to beat a Marquette, I'm not saying play with them, but beat them consistently, well, they're getting top 25, 50, 75, 100 kids in the country. They're getting guys that after 1-2 years can leave and go to the NBA. I'm not so sure we're getting that. What we're getting, kids are going to stay here for 4 years and we're going to coach for 4 years. And if they do what they're supposed to do in those 4 years and get better and improve, can have a chance to play at the next level. When we go out and recruit, we sell, yeah, come play here. It's a great place. It's a great school. You can play in a great league, and you can play right away because we're trying to build and get better. But you know what? We also sell, but you can play against Louisville. You can play against Cincinnati. You can play against Marquette. Now, when you take those teams out of the equation, you know, yeah, because so much of recruiting is perception. It's perception. It really is. That's what it is. Who are you playing? Who's on your schedule? How big's your gym? How many times you're on TV? That's the deal. Yeah.
Can you touch on Midnight Madness? What's going on tonight? How long you're going to run?
You know, we're going to start about 10:30 tonight, and we're going to open the doors to the students and the fans and the public. I'm going to co-MC it with Mike Steele, who used to be a former basketball. I'm getting my feet wet. You know, that's what ex-coaches do. They come back and MC Midnight Madnesses. But we're going to have some fun with it. Mike's a great friend of mine. He's a former coach here. He's known in the community. He'll do a good job. We're going to have some games. We're going to get the students involved, get the energy and the enthusiasm going. At around 10 minutes of 12, we're going to show our highlight video from last year, from our season. They'll shut the lights off, put the video up on the screens. Then at about 12:01, after midnight, they'll introduce the players. We'll have like a little, you know, layup line, dunk contest type of thing. And then we'll have an informal scrimmage for about 15 or 20 minutes. And it's a fun night. It's great for the kids. It's great for the fans. It gives everybody an early look at the basketball team. I hope people aren't leaving the gym tonight saying, oh, he can't play, he can play, he can't. Don't do that tonight. You know, then we start practice for real tomorrow morning at 11 a.m., and that's when we shut the doors, we get behind closed doors, and we really go to work. So tonight's really kind of a fun type of deal, you know, just get everybody involved and get an early look at the players and an early look at the season. Yeah. And hopefully nobody gets hurt. Okay, thank you.